Venice was on the margins of the Roman Empire. There was this sort of swampy lagoon with probably a few little fishing villages perched around on these land masses, but a very quiet place. And then in the 6th century, the Longobards were invading from the north and coming down the peninsula. The first couple invasions, people would come temporarily to the islands, but then move back to the mainland. But then with a major invasion in 569, people decided to establish a more permanent residence out in the islands. Because the lagoon is so shallow and there are these complicated networks of how one gets around, in some areas, the most difficult areas to pass, there was actually ropes that one would pull the boat across. But this is a place that only locals could navigate, and none of the foreign invading armies or pirates or anyone could come into this area, so it was incredibly secure. And they develop a technology to reclaim land so they can connect a series of islands with wooden piles. As a result, they were able to grow the city, but also became very sophisticated at seafarers. And that became critical to the future of Venice. Venice is distinctive in that it was never ruled by a feudal system. This is not about landed gentry. It's not about land. It's actually a mercantile nobility. So the nobility engaged in trade. It was rich because of its trade. Of course, that was made famous by Marco Polo in the 13th century and his travels to the Far East. Venice became the hub for importing into Europe many of the luxury goods from the Far East and Near East. Spice trade, sugars, cottons, dyed textiles, silks, carpet, precious metals, these are all imported from the East. And then they also exported their own manufactured goods, glass, prints, woolen cloth. It was an incredibly sumptuous time where people really valued fine art, decorative arts, and it became a magnet for artists. Many of the great artists of the 16th century came to Venice. There was a constant stream of commissions. And then, of course, there's private decoration in these enormous palazzos on the Grand Canal. So there was a lot of private patronage, state patronage, and that really drove the market.
Press the green button to join Rachel McGarry as she leads a tour of Venice during the golden age of Venetian painting using Barbary's wonderful map, View of Venice. Press the yellow button to join Robert Stevens, founder of the Geek Squad and chief technology officer at Best Buy, as he talks about new ways to look at Barbary's map of Venice in light of today's technology.